Welcome to Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP LP Fayette. Brought to you by the Boonslick Historical Society and its president, respected Fayette community member, Jim Steele, journalist, graphic designer, and historian. This edition of Local Voices airs every Monday from noon to 4 p.m. and focuses on a glance back at the music and history of World War II as it affected Fayette, America, and the world. Thank you again for tuning in to this special edition, A Glance Back, here on Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP.
Mind dearer than all.
taking a glance back at history with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Thank you.
You are listening to Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP. Now, our local historian, Jim Steele, will take us back to the age of World War II.
This is KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back. I'm Jim Steele, and today we'll talk about something everybody's heard about, or at least knows about. Everyone within the sound of my voice has either used or at least seen Fayette's historic 85-year-old swimming pool located in the city park. Now today we're going to tell you how this all came about. On a cool spring day, the first Tuesday in April of 1934, Fayette voters went to the polls to elect the usual slate of city officials, these to serve for the next 2 years. No one who cast a ballot on that day could have known that the election results would have historic and far-reaching ramifications for the local community and for Howard County. Fayette attorney D.C. Rogers, who was a 1915 Central College graduate, had already established himself as a mayor, as a mover and shaker locally and statewide. In the city election of 1934, he handily defeated the incumbent mayor to assume the city's top elected position. Immediately, the pages of the Fayette newspapers carried word of Rogers' far-reaching ideas for the city, including a major beautification effort to establish the city park, and more importantly, to have a state-of-the-art pool as its centerpiece. News accounts indicate there was near unanimous backing for the plan, and soon a number of residents had agreed to serve on official and several different planning committees. Today, the pool is particularly significant in that it continues to serve as a long-lived recreational facility built by a partnership of public entities during the Great Depression. Funding came from Fayette, the Works Progress Administration, better known as the WPA, also the County of Howard, and the State of Missouri. The pool, as you've probably noted, is distinguished by its Art Deco styling, as well as the unusual above-ground design. Now, this was the concept of one Wesley Bintz. He was a nationally known civic engineer from Lansing, Michigan, and he was the one that brought to the project his patented Bintz Pool special design. The facility opened on July 4th, 1936, Independence Day, and today remains in use in its original function. The pool's greatest significance, or period of significance, runs from, of course, 1936 until the 1960s, when air conditioning and the availability of other forms of entertainment became commonplace. It is a rare intact example of Art Deco design. The building also is a commemorative property, although not exclusively. The entrance hall was built to serve as a World War I memorial, and a plaque has been preserved as part of the pool's second floor observation area. Now, the design, or the decision to create an official city park in Fayette, came more than a century after the town was incorporated. After discussion began the year before, the Board of Aldermen, in other words, the City Council, agreed in 1935 to begin acquiring land for a park. This came at the urging of the Chamber of Commerce and other interested citizens, including Mayor Rogers. On June 18th of that year, the Fayette paper reported that the park proposal has been, in their words, under lively discussion with the Chamber of Commerce, and it's the subject of various petitions being considered at length by the aldermen. Although the initial park plans did not include a pool, the decision to build one apparently was made early in the process. Rogers, just the week before, had served as keynote speaker for the opening of a new pool in Slater, and it was noted that a delegation from Fayette also had been invited to the opening of a pool in Higginsville. It is likely that these events encouraged Fayette leaders to think for a pool. Another deciding factor appears to have been the availability of federal assistance. Depression-era government aid programs were being widely utilized in Missouri at that time on projects which ranged from hand-dug ditches for water mains to skyscrapers for public offices. The main federal sources of construction assistance for communities in the mid-1930s were two FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, New Deal agencies, the Public Works Administration, otherwise known as the PWA, and the Works Progress Administration, or WPA. The WPA focused primarily on providing employment for workers who would otherwise be on the relief rolls, projects therefore intended to be labor-intensive. As of December 1935, nearly two-thirds of most WPA projects were devoted to wages. On the average, WPA funds covered more than 80% of the total cost of a project, with about 86% of funding going to cover payroll expenses. Now, in 1935, late that year, the pool was started. Missouri at that time ranked 11th in the nation in the number of WPA workers, with more than 100,000 Missourians on WPA payrolls. Now, Mayor Rogers, D.C. Rogers, who was active in the politics of municipal administration on a statewide basis, would naturally have been quite familiar with these programs. At the time the park project was being planned, he was president of the Missouri Mayors Association and was instrumental in arranging a large meeting of that group in Fayette just weeks after the park project got underway. Another well-known civic leader and local college professor was Dr. B.I. Lawrence, who also served as an officer in Howard County's Company M of the Missouri National Guard. He, too, was a strong supporter of efforts to develop the park and the pool. Now, the keynote speaker at that particular meeting was one M.S. Murray, who was the new head of the Missouri WPA. So it's logical to assume that Rogers would have pursued the subject of federal aid for the park during the time that Murray was in the area, especially since he'd recently attended the opening of the PWA-funded pool in Higginsville. Whatever the influencing factors, it's known that by the fall of 1935, pool construction had become a key part of the park project, and the WPA had committed to help with funding. On November 15th of that year, the Fayette paper reported that 40 men had started on the park and the swimming pool project, 20 on each job. In other words, 20 with the park and 20 on the pool. In addition, an additional 20 men were put on work extending a nearby water main. Noted in the paper, plans are to proceed at once with the building of the swimming pool. Blueprints soon will be submitted to the council for approval and the actual work to begin. A week later, the city council and other officials heard what was described as an interesting and intelligent discussion of swimming pools by nationally known swimming pool designer Wesley Bentz. Apparently, Bentz had made quite an impression and was hired that same evening with a newspaper featuring a long, complimentary account of his presentation. The report included a fairly detailed discussion of the pool design and noted that officials who heard the proceedings were elated over the fact that Bentz had contacted the city at such an appropriate time. So it appears that everyone involved was impressed with the above-ground design for the pool, which was said to make it much less expensive to construct. Bentz was confident that he could stay within the approximately $16,000 budget. That's about $303,000 today. That was the amount set for the pool project. And so it appears that Fayette's pool project was off and running, and we'll finish the story next time around. This is Jim Steele reporting for KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back.
That was our glance back in time with Jim Steele, president of the Boone Slick Historical Society. This series with Jim Steele will continue every Monday from noon to 4 p.m. during Local Voices, only on 94.7 KPIP.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I've played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue, that's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone, and it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them, I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real life girl.
There is a land, a western land, mighty wonderful to see. It is the land I understand, and it's there I long to be.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in bloom is like perfume, deep in the heart of Texas. Reminds me of the one I love, deep in the heart of Texas. The coyotes wail along the trail, deep in the heart of Texas. The rabbits rush around the brush, deep in the heart of Texas. The cowboys cry, ki-yip-pi-yi, deep in the heart of Texas. The dokies ball and ball and ball, deep in the heart of Texas.
Ole, ole,
oh, the coyotes wail along the trail,
deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the cowboys cry, ki-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi, yippee-yi-yi, yippee-yi-yi-yi. The dogies bawl and bawl and bawl, deep in the heart of dear old Texas, deep in the heart of Texas.
Father Time fades into the sunset, as the dramatic events of 1942 pass into history, baby 1943 topples into the scene to take on a man-sized job, the job of winning this war. The management of this theater pledges that we will keep the planes flying, the guns booming, and Old Glory waving, for this theater is an American institution. Thanks for your support and patronage during 1942. We'll help morale on the home front with better entertainment in 1943. Let's all of us get behind our boys. Let's build, 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 and make this a victorious 1943.
Hello, amigo. I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say Bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator, so you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
To have bananas that are fully ripe, you must be absolutely sure to take them home and let them ripen in our temperature.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
This is Sandy Becker. Keep cooking with Crisco. It's all vegetable. It's digestible.
The greatest generation lives here on 94.7 KPIP.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, beat it, man, beat it. Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, you vex me, you vex me. From Chickachickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, GI romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love, next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee
must remain with the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you. What good is a song if the words just don't belong, and a dream must be a dream for two?
no good alone, to each his own. For me there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only you.
If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. And to open each door, there's gotta be a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. 'Cause honey, your touch means too much to me.
Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only.
This is Local Voices with a glance back at World War II with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Thank you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do? Oh, do. Maybe my tears make everything hazy. Cloud in the sky. Oh, do. Oh, baby. When you do the dumb, when it's at the low. When it's at the low, when it's at the low. But baby, you're driving me crazy. What did I do, baby? What did you do?
Swing. Swing it, you dog.
Time to take a look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's A Glance Back. In 1926, Pope Pius rejected Italian dictator Mussolini's offer of aid to the Vatican. In 1932, Adolf Hitler becomes the Nazi Party candidate for the presidential elections in Germany. In 1933, ground was broken for the iconic Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. In 1936, Japanese military troops marched into Tokyo to conduct a coup and assassinate political leaders. In 1942, a Japanese submarine shells an oil refinery near Santa Barbara, California. This is the first Axis bomb to hit American soil. In 1944, Merrill's Marauders, a specially trained group of American soldiers, began their ground campaign against Japan into Burma. In 1945, the U.S. Marines planted an American flag atop a mountain in Iwo Jima. And in 1947, several hundred Nazi organizers are arrested in Frankfurt by U.S. and British forces. Tune in next week for another look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's A Glance Back.
Hey, Columbus, turn back without an order from you.
I'm not talking while the flavor lasts.
What are you chewing?
Peach nut gum?
We could be in for a long voyage.
Everyone undoubtedly has a headache or pain remedy that you swear by. But haven't you noticed that on some occasions it fails you? That there are times it does not seem to work? On these occasions, let me suggest that you try Anacin, for here is a remedy that I'm sure won't fail you. You'll find the fastest and most complete relief in Anacin you have ever experienced. The reason is simple. Anacin contains not one pain-soothing agent alone, but four. One of which is in all probability the remedy you now customarily take to relieve pain. You can get Anacin at your druggist for a few cents. Your money back if you're not pleased. I'll spell the name. A-N-A-C-I-N.
Enjoy the good old days when the world came together to fight for the good of all. This is Local Voices with historian Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Thank you.
Stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this wide world over. She'll never find another sweet man like me. Though she treated me mean and low down, somehow I didn't care. For the Lord knows she was a good girl, and I'll see her again up there. Now when I die, I want you to bury me in Edmund Clapshoe, a boxback suit and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing pat. Thank you.
I'll find in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing.
Taking a step back in time with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought, and though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. New kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
King Marie. Girl, you seem to be waiting to find your heart is aching, and tears will fall as you recall the moon in all its splendor, your kiss so very tender. The words, will you surrender to me?
Enjoy the good old days when the world came together to fight for the good of all. This is Local Voices with historian Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.